Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I'm so tired of turning on the TV or the radio and seeing and hearing the same old coonery and buffoonery 24/7. Just the same old garbage, same old nonsense, you know what I mean? So you know I had to respond to it, right? It goes something like this. Corporate America's the new slave master, deciding who gets paid and what gets played faster. And our youth are the targets, the zombies, the slaves, dumbed down through the TV and radio airwaves. They send a satellite signal down to shoot you and scatter your brain matter to destroy your future, filling you with violence from the time you're a toddler, programming you to be the part of black or black slaughter, dumbing you down to make you unproductive, feeding you ignorance to make you self-destructive. Then they get the rap artists to dumb it all down to the point where anybody can be a rapper now. Just turn on the TV and watch these clowns, like Real Chance of Love and Meet the Browns, or like Tiny and Toy and Flavor Flav, portraying modern day minstrel shows and slaves. And they think they got it made just cause they can rock some Cartier shades, flashing the flyest fashions for days, getting paid to put our people in mental graves. What a shame. The things we do for fortune and fame, the shows we watch just to be entertained, and then we'll watch it with our children, which I think is so lame. For money, some of us will sell out our mamas just so we can be on TV on some reality show drama. And ain't nothing real about it, you just adding to the confusion, helping to feed our children from the table of illusion. Hip-hop or the Twin Towers, I don't know which fell faster. All I know is people are still dying from this hip-hop disaster. And if the poets dumb it down like some of these rappers and sell out to the aims of these modern-day masters, then maybe we'll go gold or perhaps even platinum. And all of a sudden, spoken word will be what's happening. Then we'll be the new school fools getting airplay, dumbing it down for the youth on the radio airwaves. So we gotta be careful in our desire to blow, that we don't become a part of this minstrel show. Cause we'll never be hot on the Hollywood scene unless we dumb it all down for the corporate mainstream. Cause intelligence and true lyricism ain't selling. You gotta act all ignorant and be cussing and yelling, and to flood the people's melon with a whole bunch of foolishness. And I hope I never see the day where poetry's doing this. We're one of the last free forms of expression, and we need to look at what's happening to hip-hop as a lesson. Cause the day they turned hip-hop to rap, artists sold their souls to be a part of that. And for them it was easy, it was simple, it was nothing. But that's how it is when you lack character substance, and now lyrical consciousness can hardly be found, cause it's all drowned by this nigga bitch gangster shit now. So now corporate America's the new slave master, deciding who gets paid and what gets played faster, dumbing us down through the TV and radio airwaves. And now you through the targets, these zombies and slaves.
All right, welcome to, what is the name of the show? I'm drawing a blank. Okay, welcome to Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. I'm going to bring the color in because I can't even think right now. So color prefix is 304.
Hey, what's happening?
You're on.
Over Shadow D, live in effect, Shadow Music.
Okay, Shadow D, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited. I decided I'm going to start an online open mic. When I decided to go back to calling my show Flavor Coffee House like my business, it just made me feel like I needed to do an open mic again like I did at my actual physical business. So I'm so appreciative that you called in. So are you going to spit live for us, Shadow D?
Yeah, Shadow D can spit live. You going to give me a beat or you want me to spit a cappella?
Oh, okay.
I'll spit acapella,
and then
yeah,
y'all can work with me on this beat thing. Okay.
I'll spit something that's more, we'll keep the same frequency going, like the last song. I'll add my little piece to it. All right.
Okay.
This is called Do You Know? Hey, y'all, let's talk for a minute. Let's sit down, have a little powwow, bring my heat from the kitchen. Listen, not long ago it was written by Moses and Prophet Enoch. I'm just like them with sick flows and heat rocks. Now I come to bring the terror, original meaning, clear warning. If you knew the truth, but I knew right now, you see the locust forming. Do you know what terror means? Look it up and see. If my warning brings you fear, then there's a war on me. Now peep it. I'm feeling God's with me deeply. The devil wipes my back. I puff his bomb till I'm sleeping. I'm thinking about Pac. I hope my brother's resting easy. Like him, I got the strength to speak out, and man, it's creepy. Do you know they tapping my phone not because I'm Muslim? Because I got the gift to spit raps and speak to dozens. If not dozens, then thousands and millions. God bless the children. And if it's real and in his will, we'll stop the killing. Do you know the difference between heaven and hell? You got the choice if you living low or living well. And on the block, you must stay on top, avoid jail. Gang banging's a terrorist charge and ain't no bail. Not trying to stop me from hooding or being gangster. Some of your gang, you stripped that I needed, so I'ma thank you. But ain't nothing greater than God, and God got me through all my imperfections from all these haters he hides me. Now, do you know the bushes have been clocking from oil? Getting money from weapons whose blood runs in the soil? Do you know that most of these soldiers just want college? Going to fight for weapons and not the knowledge? You can go run and tell them I said it because it's the truth. And God's going to get an eye for an eye, two for a two. And you can call me a God-sent one or just a kook. Insane to your brain, but first read God's books. Expose crooks. Do you know that they setting up traps for you right here while they fight in Iraq? Do you know that these weather attacks, they come from God who created this earth and gave you birth, now he's taking it back? Do you know Dow Jones, NASDAQ is kept alive from the drug trade and you a slave selling they crack? And do you know if we unite by a pact, we can revolve and evolve to the top of the stack? That's where I'm at, and they knowing that. Silver Shadow D. www.shadowmusic.com. That's shadowmusic.com. What's up, lady?
That's amazing, Silver Shadow D. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I'm not
you
playing for
some fire at the beginning of the show.
Thank you. Thank you, lady. No, I said I'm not playing for the 2010. That's how I'm coming or not at all. It's time. It's time. And the only time that is real is now. Okay, everybody, so get your spirits right. I don't care what color you are. We can get all into the race thing and who was here first and how they got here and all that. Come holler at me if you want to know all that information. But you got to be ready for the truth. So set that aside and just go to the mirror and look at yourself and check yourself and know that no matter what color you are, what culture you are, what background, what gender, what choices you make, it's all about the choices you make that is going to make or break you or elevate the quality of your life. It's going to be made on the choices you make, okay? So like I said at the Cool Out 19, I'm not even mad at haters no more. They get on my nerves, but I'm knowing something. I'm studying ancient culture, and ancient culture knew something about the disagreeable side of things. That's why they came up with the yin and yang symbol. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be some good, there's going to be some bad. And there ain't no straight walk in life. You see in that sign, there's a curvy line that goes down the middle. That's because the path you take in life is going to go this way. It's going to pull you to the left, and it's going to pull you to the right. So you got to understand and learn how to balance and know that you got a monster in you. And while everybody's trying to look for God and look for Satan, you need to understand that both of those forces reside within yourself, and you better learn how to maintain. So I'll stop there because I don't want to take up your precious time, baby.
That's all right.
I'm on fire.
I appreciate real talk. I feel you. I appreciate it. So
I'm just one of those. I'm just one of those guys that, you know, the big elephant in the room that everybody acts like they don't see. You know, but no. Mm-hmm. Now the elephant can talk. Now the elephant's gonna tell you why I'm in the room.
You know, as you get to know me too, Silver Shadow D, you know, I try to keep it real too. So I appreciate the real talk. And I have to tell, you know, everybody and to you, it was a thrill for me to see you perform live at Cool Out 19. I've known about you for a while now, and then, you know, definitely connected with you on Facebook and everything, you know, watched your performances on Cool Out, you know, network and all of that. So for me to be able to see you perform live, you know, and you have a different flavor than a lot of the artists that did perform, and I appreciate your style because you just keep it real and you know, you just bring it. Your energy is amazing, and I so appreciate the fact that you would call into my show. I think I have to have you on as a feature on one of my other shows. So
why not? We're
going to
get a beat.
You know,
we'll
yeah.
get a beat behind it, and I'll make sure when I get, you know, when I'm doing some of these new recordings that I'm working on. The name of the album is going to be titled The Book of Shadow, Polarity. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the mixtape
okay.
that's going to be titled The Venting, Ferocious Focus, Volume 1, The Venting. I had a computer crash, and I lost a lot of stuff, but I think it was meant for me to lose so I can, in a sense, start fresh and keep my focus to the place
okay.
of, you know, like what you just heard in that verse. So, you know, because some of
okay.
the material was just me just, you know, just kind of spitting. And I think the universe wants me to just go ahead and crack open the fumes or the egg of reality so they can smell the fumes of something real. And I'm not the only one that's real. You know, it kind of come off
no,
like
I
I'm
know.
The only one like that. But no, I'm just tired of, you know, people fronting. You know, it's just time for us to, you know, time for us to bring it all together, man, and start slap boxing this beast, man, straight up with no fear.
I feel you on that. I feel you.
Right.
Maybe
on, and I appreciate you having
to...
me. I woke
oh,
up from
no,
a nap.
Darling.
I was taking a nap. I took a nap, and then I woke up. My wife came home, and, you know, she was trying
uh-huh.
to call me so we can go to the store or whatever, and I just kind of woke up, and I was kind of in a daze, and I look at my phone, and it was like, oh, Lady Flavor. And I'm like, this means something. And then I saw, hey, can you tune in? I was like, wow. So I grabbed the phone.
Well,
we
I just,
are.
You know, when I decided to do this online open mic, Silver Shadow D, I wanted it to not just be spoken word. A lot of the open mics online are spoken word and poetry. And I just really wanted to keep it with the flavor of my coffee shop because it was just a variety of talents and artists and people from all walks of life that just joined in this time together. So I was hoping to be able, in a sense, recreate that, you know, on my show.
Right on.
So I'll be honest, you know, I started trying to, you know, send out some texts and beg some people, you know, and I
okay.
so appreciate the fact that you called in. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and about your CDs and about any projects you got going on and about Zulu Radio and all that.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, if you want to contact Silver Shadow D and really get aligned, especially connecting with me on Facebook, I won't, you know, like say my name like that over the air, but connect with Lady Flavor. That's what you do. You heard me on Lady Flavor, so you connect with Lady Flavor. And sorry, lady, if they blow up your email box, but connect
right.
with her, and then she'll connect you with me on Facebook. And if you want to connect with me on MySpace or on my website, just go to www.shadowmusic.com, and that's S-H-A-D-O-W-M-U-Z-I-K. On the home page, there's more contact information, my email, my business cell. If you want to, you know, reach me direct, for those who don't know, I have production services, meaning I'm a producer. A lot of people don't know that. It's like, you know, I've been blessed. Just because I come from the era of when, you know, you couldn't really call yourself a B-boy unless you was, you know, you mastered at least maybe two or three of the Mighty Five. And so I beatbox, I DJ, you know, I MC, and I, you know, I make beats also. So, you know, you can connect with me there and check the tabs. Look at the top of the page and you'll see the different tabs. And go by the services page and you'll see the studio. There's a beat, you know, a nice beat playing there. You can connect with my MySpace pages. There's a production page, and then there's an artist page. So each of my pages have free music that you can just listen to. And then if you connect with the Facebook, that is, there's a lot more links there. It's almost like if you connect with me on the Facebook, I mean, you can really, really get into me more, you know, as a person. And, you know, a lot of people like what I have to say about, you know, certain things. And like I told you, I study, you know, ancient cultures. So I have some nice YouTube links, you know, about the true history of the world and not what you were, you know, spoon-fed in school and some of the good teachers and books, you know, that people can get into so they get a real dose of reality and not, you know, keep living this matrix life.
Okay. You're the man. I didn't realize that, you know, there was so much more to you than what I knew. So I appreciate you sharing that. So also tell them when they can hear you on your radio show.
Yes, I DJ for Zulu Radio. We're on It's not just me. There's a rotation we have. We're on every Saturday, 91.3 KBCS FM, and they can also go online to www.kbcs.fm, and there's a link there, or there's a number of like tabs at the top, and you can go to Listen Now. You'll see it. It says Listen Now, and when you click on that tab, it'll drop down, and you'll see either Listen Live, if you're, you know, happen to be listening to the show on the day of, which we come on at 10 p.m. We're on from 10 p.m. to midnight every Saturday, Zulu Radio. And if you have, if you can't, you know, stay up that late, or you're out boogieing and, you know, and you miss the show, you can always go to kbcs.fm and download the archive of the show and listen to it that way.
I have to tell you, I listened to Silver Shadow D's show, and I was digging all the music. I was, like, texting him, like, can you send me some of this music? You know, but it's good stuff. So, yeah, I really would encourage you to get with me, and I can point you in the direction of how to, you know, contact him online if you have an interest. He's one of the historians here in Seattle. You know, I mean, he just keeps it real. He keeps it, you know, to the original culture of hip-hop, and I have, you know, great appreciation for Silver Shadow D, and I'm so appreciative to have this opportunity to get to know you. And I definitely want you to come back and be a feature.
Do
you want to hang on the line, or do you want to just go ahead and go to run to the store with your wife and all?
Yeah, I definitely have to do that. So my final words would be thank you to you. I thank you also. But what a lot of people don't know about Silver Shadow D is that I'm generally open, you know, to do things, you know, whether it be the performances or, you know, the studio, the cameo, or not the cameos, but the collaborations, you know, the features and, you know, whatnot. I'm open to all of that. I'm just a phone call away, and we just have to arrange it. So, you know, I'm open to doing things, and all they have to do is ask. And what happened today? You reached out. I got it in due time, and it's that simple. So just reach out to me. I'm open. Let's do it. I say that, but, you know, it only seems like it's going to happen when people are in my face. But then, you know,
right,
when I call their bluff, they, you know, nothing's happening. So Lady Flava's real, and I will be back. And I appreciate you opening up an avenue and a gateway, you know, for my voice and other voices. Let alone keeping that frequency of hip-hop alive. Thank you.
There you go. All right, darling. Thank you so much, Silver Shadow D, and blessings
right
to you and your family. All righty.
Right.
Good night.
And peace to everybody. One.
All right. I'm so excited to start the show off on that note. I wasn't expecting it to start out with some fire, but it definitely was. I'm going to bring the next caller in. And, oops, I clicked on the wrong link. So the next caller is from the 718 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava on Express Your Flava.
Hello?
This is Wisdom.
Hey, what's going on, Flava? Yes, this is Wisdom Supreme,
hey.
Calling from the Bronx. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I got your text to landline message actually, and
I know
I
blew that. I was like, okay.
No, it's all good.
I was like, okay, I text the wrong number.
But I definitely wanted to make sure to call in, you know, to show you some support for tonight. You know, I know that all of the hard work and tedious efforts that you've been doing to really make sure and allow that. The artists especially, you know, within your area of Seattle and artists in general really get that platform and stage that they, you know, need and deserve to be able to showcase their talent. So I've always been a big fan and supporter and appreciative of all of your hard work efforts and what you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Wisdom. You know, I've been playing around with my shows and stuff and trying to figure out, you know, what I really, really wanted to do. You know, and I kind of resisted the open mic thing because, like yourself, you do one and so many other people online that I have great love and respect for, and I was like, you know, I don't want to, like, necessarily follow in you guys' footsteps. And then when I decided to go back to calling my show Flavor Coffee House through some, you know, encouragement of some dear, dear people in my life, it just kind of gave me that sense that I really, really wanted to bring back the open mic and see if I could recreate what I was able to have at my coffee shop. So, you know, it was so cool for me to have Silver Shadow D, you know, call on. He's one of the most respected MCs here in Seattle, and he's one of the historians of the hip-hop community here. And so that was exciting for me to start out the show that way, because I don't want it to be just poets. You know, I want it to be a variety of artists. So are you going to bless the mic tonight with them?
Sure. I definitely share a piece of hopefully some edutaining encouragement, you know, for the evening. I actually just wanted I wanted to just real quick spit my piece, my last completed piece, actually, that I've been working on, or that I did a little bit a while ago, called Pandemic of Sin. It basically was something that I came up with. It's kind of like a poetic CNN report, if you will, just kind of talking about what's been going on, current events-wise, social issues-wise, recently, as well as some things that have been going on historically. So this is my report.
Okay. All right.
Signs of the times and revelations are now here. CEOs that were corrupt are now bankrupt in fear. The rich are now middle class, while the poor are out in the street. Can't afford to be sick because healthcare is obsolete. Not enough food to eat, yet our nation is now obese. An appetite for destructive consumption to get deceased. Unquenchable thirst, because excess is all that we seek. And then greed blackens your heart, and your soul's the devil's to reap. You revel in your deceit. Well, I revel in your defeat. Then rebel until you're beat, because your weakness is your conceit. Misery loves company when the future is bleak. Beware the mark of the beast in the company that you keep. Nation against nation for reasons centuries deep. Fighting until they perish and rest in eternal sleep. Teachers are sexing kids, and parents are doing bids for killing their own seeds. That's something I can't conceive. Swine flu epidemic, a gimmick and man-made? Or a sign of things to come prophesied in the last days? The only thing pandemic today are the sins we crave. Addicted to Hades' gospel of death till you're a slave. If money's the root of evil, then greed must be the seed. What about selfishness till it spreads like a disease? Society's in a muck because our leaders we can't trust. Religion like politics filled with hypocrites, greed, and lust. What happened to men of character, faith, and being spiritual? Preachers have turned criminal, promising phony miracles. Read between the syllables, sin is so habitual. Man's punishment's minimal, God's punishment's critical. Atheists may be cynical, following individuals who live their lives based on principles that are biblical. Do the science and math and find out the real truth. It's the pandemic of sin that's the cause of evil we do. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I have that track, you know, and I've played it on the show. But I think that, you know, hearing somebody, even though you're all the way in New York, you know, to hear somebody spit a piece live, I think it takes it to a different level, you know. It makes it a little bit more personal and the feeling and all of that. And it's not to say that I don't feel that when I hear the audio piece. It's just, that's amazing.
Thank
and
you.
I think that
Thank
you're amazing. So what do you got going on with you, Wisdom?
Well, as you know, the Blog Talk Radio show that I was a host of, Supreme Entertainment, we've been on hiatus for a little while. I've been, you know, still working on, you know, still trying to work on material for my first book of poetry that I'm looking to self-publish. Still also trying to put together an event or a benefit concert, if you will, to try to raise funds for the Red Cross for relief for Haiti as well. That's been the biggest thing that I've been trying to pull or get together, just trying to finalize a venue for that as well. So those have been, the two biggest things that I've just been working on, you know, that have been the major reason for the hiatus. But hopefully we should be coming back by summer, you know, this year, 2010, as far as the BTR show. So, and, you know, once I have more info, I will obviously, you know, be sending out those blasts and bulletins to everybody.
Wonderful. I look forward to you coming back online. Your show is one of the shows that I try to tune in, and if I don't tune in live, I definitely go back and listen to the archives, because like I've told you before, I think that you're one of the BTR hosts that does it very well when it comes to the shows and when it comes to your features and interview, and I think that you do such an amazing job, a very professional job. So I appreciate you with some, you know, as a dear friend of mine and as, you know, as an artist and as a host, you know, and one day I hope that either I can get to New York or you can come out here to Seattle and you can perform, you know, where I can see you live, because that would be a dream come true. So I appreciate you calling into the show tonight, darling. And
definitely, Flav. You already know I got you back. And if not tonight, when we get a chance, definitely give me more info if you can about the big Lady Flavor birthday bash that you have going on. Because I don't care if I have to bicycle it there. If there's any chance I can be there, I will be there. So.
I want you to come. I want everybody to come. I want Lady Blue, Bomani. I want everybody to come out here to Seattle, because I'm celebrating my 50th birthday with an indie artist showcase, and it's going to be a variety of artists from, you know, definitely here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm hoping, you know, some of you wonderful, wonderful people will be able to travel out to Seattle. Man, if we got to do, you know, a slumber party at Flavor's house, we'll just make it happen. I'm so excited about this particular event. And this particular event's also going to be a fundraiser for the Flavor News Indie Artist Grant Foundation. Because I'm really trying to raise at least $1,000 by July to be able to give out a few grants in the fall of this year. So far, honestly, Wisdom, I've got $291.60 that's been donated, and I'm so excited and so appreciative to those people that made those donations. So, but I've got some more callers hanging on the line. Do you want to stay on hold, or you gonna hang up now, Wisdom?
I got a jet for now. I'll hang on for a little bit, but I do have to jet and make a quick run. But I thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh.
And like I said, please keep doing what you're doing, Flavor.
All righty. Thank you so much for the love, Wisdom. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Okay, let's try to click into the next caller. Next caller is from the 678 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flavor.
How you doing, Lady Flavor?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Soimetry.
Okay. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm recovering from a cold, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that you've been sick. So what's going on down there in Atlanta?
Oh, well, I mean, the weather here is crazy. It'll be hot and then it'll be cold, and I think that's what caught up with me. But things are going good. Things are going good.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to tell us what projects you got going on?
Well, I also recently had oral surgery, so I haven't been doing any performing.
So
right now I'm working on a novel that Michelle Green is publishing from Safe Haven Publishing Company. It's a romance novel, and we're kind of excited about that. It should be coming out pretty soon, within the next few weeks, hopefully.
Okay. So, why don't you tell people about the CD that you've got out now and how they can find out more about you online and, you know, hear some of your pieces and where they can purchase your CD.
Okay. The name of the CD is Sweet Surrender, and it's a collection of mostly love poems, and it's different types of love poems. Some are romantic, Some are awareness poetry. I think one of the favorite pieces is one that's called Don't Forget About Me. And that's actually been turned into a very short video that we're really trying to do something with. A few months ago, while it was really, really cold, a team of us went down into the streets of Atlanta. We did some filming. We were able to meet and speak with some of the most awesome homeless people that you could ever, ever imagine even meeting. And we met a street missionary from a Catholic church, and we talked to him for a while. And I met a young woman who had been shot 9 times. And you would think that she would be kind of devastated or whatever, but the only thing she could do was give God glory because she was still alive. And I was like, wow, and they were so upbeat to be in the situation that they were in. And it kind of makes you step back and look at your own life and say, well, you ought to be more thankful for the things that you have, because they
definitely
have the minimum. Yeah, and they're just some wonderful people. And we're trying to take the video and raise awareness about the plight of the homeless people, not only here in Atlanta, but everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think that, you know, homelessness is something that, you know, I'm very, very passionate about. And, you know, I work with at-risk homeless youth right now. And prior to building my coffee shop, you know, I worked with domestic violence victims that ended up homeless and in an emergency shelter where I worked. And I also worked at another shelter where, you know, we worked with homeless victims. And I think that people just don't really necessarily understand, you know, how people end up in these, you know, situations. And I'm finding that there are a lot of people that pass judgment, you know, in regards to the circumstances of, you know, certain people's lives. And I really ask and encourage people to change their outlook, because, you know, how secure are you that you would never end up in a position like that? You know,
very
out
true.
Here in Seattle, you know, there's my dad was a part of an association, a Baptist association, that one of his churches, you know, hosted Tent City out there. And two Microsoft employees were living in Tent City. I know they never thought they were going to end up homeless and losing their jobs at Microsoft. And, you know, obviously, you know, they probably weren't too wise with their money or whatever. And, you know, and maybe were living a life that was a little bit more extravagant than they could, you know, hold on to, and they ended up homeless. And I, you know, I just really, really encourage people to really, you know, understand how blessed you are, you know, because you just never know. So, so are you going to spit a piece, or do you want me to play one of your pieces since you're not feeling well?
Well, I could try to,
darling. Okay.
Well, I guess, well, because of my voice, maybe it might be better for you to play something.
Okay. Okay. Then I will play a piece by Pulsimetry out of Atlanta, Georgia. And this is her piece called Say My Name.
Okay.
All righty.
Say My Name. Strong black woman. I speak loudly when I chastise my children. I pray softly when I love my man. And if anybody can make a dinner out of nothing when the money is low, this black woman can. I take will and determination, beating them together at the least. I make a feast. When the battle with the world gets too hot to handle, beside my man, I become a beast. I got your back, baby. I got your back. Who am I? I'm a strong black woman. I face the world daily without fear or doubt. If another woman pushes up on my man, baby, I will knock her out. I'm rough, I'm gentle, I'm wild, I'm tame. I love how my man loves me when he says my name. Say my name, baby. Say my name. Whisper it, then shout it. Yell it until the roof shakes. And make no bones about it. You rock my world till the earthquake. I rise early each day and get my home together. I love my family with my life, because my family makes my life better. I love my girls to run to me with kisses and hugging. I love my sons to embrace me and don't give a flip when they tell me I'm bugging. And my man, we fit tighter than a glove. And I love the way he loves the way we love the way we love. Who am I? Baby, I'm a tall, thin woman with a short, chunky frame. I'm anything you need me to be, if you'll just say my name.
All right, that was Say My Name by Pulsimetry. I'm going to go ahead and tell them she used to go by the name of Quiet Storm. So
yeah.
I call this Miss Quiet Storm, since, you know, there is a Mr. Quiet Storm, you know, and there's several Quiet Storms out there. It's funny because, you know, when I hosted Wagfest in Seattle back in March of 2008, we actually had two Quiet Storms that traveled to Seattle that performed on my stage. So I want to say that the other Quiet Storm was like from Indiana or something like that. But that was, I totally feel you on the name Pulsimetry. So I've got another caller that's been waiting on the line. Do you want to hang on or do you want to hang up now?
Well, I got an early morning. So I'm going to have to, you know, graciously bow out.
Okay.
But I want to say happy birthday, and I'll be emailing you.
All righty. So Pulsimetry, the best email to reach me at is ladyflava@flavanews.com. All my Yahoo accounts are all screwed up because I hit the box fee thing one day. And I don't understand what that box fee thing is, and it just screwed up all of my emails. So I can't get all of my emails on there, and when I send emails from there, people aren't getting them. So the best one to reach me at for anybody is ladyflava@flavanews.com.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing with us and all of that. And definitely I need to connect with you and see where things are and how I can help you.
Okay, and thank you for having me.
All right, darling. Good night.
Good night.
All right, caller from the 704. Thank you so much for your patience and waiting on the line.
Lady Flava. How are you?
PC?
Yes, long time.
Oh, I am so excited. I am so excited for you to call into my show. So what's going on with you?
Everything's wonderful. Promoting my book. I mailed it out to Harpo Studios. just pushing it, just pushing it.
Okay, so tell everybody the name of your book.
Deeper Than Rhymes, Art, Love, and Poetry.
And tell them where they can find it at.
Available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online, and soon to be available on Kindle and ebook outlets.
Okay, so I'm going to, I know you're going to spit a piece, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Do you have
okay.
any requests?
Okay, you know, whatever you want, but let me just give them my thoughts on you.
Okay.
You know, because I have my opinions, you know. It's okay. It's all good. So TC joined my Flavor News social network, and we connected, and he asked me to read his book for review. And he is an amazing, thought-provoking poet, and he's an amazing artist. He did visual art pieces that are throughout his book, which I absolutely love. But I have to tell you, and TC and I have had conversations about this, his book was one of the hardest books I've ever read because it was like, man, it really provoked some intense, intense feelings for me in some of the pieces. It made me feel like, okay, do I want to hug him? Do I want to slap him? You know, should he go back to Africa? You know, should he not be a Marine? Whatever. I mean, there was just like, everything in this book is there. But what I had to sit down and appreciate about him is he just brought real talk, his real feelings about things, you know, hard conversations that we have, you know, with our friends and family, you know, and he just kept it very, very raw and very, very real. So when I sat back and I really thought about it, I had to really respect what he did because it did provoke a reaction out of me. I think that's good. I think that if I read something and I can't remember it, then that's sad, you know. But his book has stood out, you know, for me. And actually, I believe my son Dwight has that book right now, and I don't know if he's actually read any of the poetry out of it. But yeah, his book is pretty raw. And
don't scare the people.
Okay, he's got some endearing pieces in there too. But I think that's the thing about poetry or any type of writing. It's a self-expression, and it's something that's very personal. And it's very obvious that TC, was doing just that. You know, expressing his feelings, whether it be about America, whether it be about women. You know, his mother, coming from Africa, you know, whatever it is, there's just no sugarcoating. And I appreciate it. I would encourage people to get this particular book just because I think it's okay to feel uncomfortable. I think it's okay to express yourself that way. So, with that said, TC, no, I don't want to scare people. No, I don't want to scare people, and I hope I didn't do that. I guess I really just want to impress upon people that, you know, this will make you think, and it's a book, for me, it's a book I will always remember. So,
I appreciate that so much. You don't know how much that means to me, and thank you so much, Lady Flavor.
One of these days I'm going to get you on here as a feature so we can talk a little bit, you know, more in depth about you and your story and, you know, all the things you're doing. Besides the fact, you need to see a picture of this young man. He is a handsome young man, and he, you know, he's done some modeling work and a variety of things, acting.
Yes.
He's acted, you know, with Spike Spielberg out there and North Carolina and stuff, so, you know, definitely check him out. So why don't you tell people where they can find you, TC?
Charlotte, North Carolina, come out to the Queen City. It's growing. A lot of people are moving out here from New York, L.A., Seattle, everywhere. So come out here and feel what I believe is the catalyst of a new creative era that's just beginning to happen. So come out here. Definitely, I hear about a birthday bash that you're throwing.
I am. July 10th, Seattle, Washington.
Okay. I'm going to mark my calendar, and I might surprise you.
Okay. You know, and one of the things I really, really want out of this particular event is, you know, like I said, it is a fundraiser for Indie Artists Grants, this grant foundation that I'm trying to create. But the other thing is I want to bring together all these artists. I want y'all to bring your books, your CDs. I want y'all to sell stuff. You know, I'm trying to kind of visualize. I've been talking to a young man who's an urban glass blower. Love him. Love him to death. And I'm thinking about setting up some type of, like, showcase, bazaar type thing prior to the event so that, you know, you guys can have, like, tables and sell your stuff, too. You know, I really want this to just be a win-win and be a great event. So I would love for you to come out, TC.
Definitely. I would love to be there.
Okay, so with that said, spit a piece for us.
what do you want to hear? I want to know what you want to hear, Lady Flavor.
Hey, you know what? Do a piece because I have a dear, dear lady in the chat room, Lady Blue, which I'm not sure if you've met her or not. So do a piece that doesn't have too much cussing or too much, you know, sexual, you know, explicit stuff.
Okay, cool. I got you. I'm going to talk about love.
Okay.
And I'm going to just go into it.
Okay, there you go. Floor is yours.
All right. My love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is deeper than the mind. Love is sublime. There is no line. Love is what the heart defines. Unconditional. Tried and true. Love is not selfish. It's not about you. Love is everything you do as a secret admirer. Love is more than words. My action inspire her. Love is so transparent, there's no point concealing it. Love is the naked truth, and I love revealing it. Love is pure and never self-seeking. Love endures and is evil defeating, strong but so weakening, vulnerable but victorious. Love is all that matters in the end, shining glorious. Love is more than a four-letter word written on paper. Nothing tangible can capture, it turns solids to vapor. The hardest hearts melt when senses have felt the overwhelming potency of the sweetest scent smelt. Like music to your ears, calming all your fears, wiping all the tears when you think no one cares. Providence hears all your deep desires. Love is eternal. It never expires. And it can't be ignored, even if you pretend. To be happy without it, misery won't end. And the urge won't bend until you finally find it and keep it in your life, because that's what's behind it. Everlasting joy between a girl and a boy, innocent and dangerous, but worth every risk to enjoy. Thank you.
That was so endearing, TC. And I sat there and I said all those things about you. See, look. That's so sweet and endearing. I'm going to have to come back and listen to this when the show comes live, you know, in like 15 minutes after the show is over.
Thank you.
See? That just, you know, that's the other thing that I love about, you know, the diversity of some of the artists, you know, that they can cover all kinds of subjects, you know, and they can bring it so many different ways. So, TC, I really, really appreciate you picking that particular piece to do. So, you know, I know Lady Blue will love you now because, you know, she would have heard one of your raw pieces. She's like, Simon! I don't know about that young man. But hold on the line right quick because I got another caller from the 704. So
sure.
I don't know whether y'all know each other or not. So let me bring that caller in.
All right.
Okay, caller from the 704-464 prefix. You're on the line with TC and Lady Flava.
Peace. This is Quiet Storm, a spoken word.
So TC and Quiet Storm, do you know each other?
I'm not familiar with Quiet Storm.
You both are on the social
network. Quiet Storm is a spoken word artist out there in the Charlotte area. What is it, Huntersville that you're actually in?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
You ever come out to Charlotte?
No, I really don't, because I'm limited in my transportation up here in Huntersville. I don't have a vehicle at the time, and of course the Charlotte transportation system is having issues when it comes to providing transportation from here to Charlotte on a regular basis. So the majority of the time when there are venues being held in Charlotte is the time that the buses cut off up in this area, so that severely limits me as far as getting around.
Oh, man. Hey, let me know. I can come out there and pick you up.
All right. That's what's good. That's what's good.
Yeah.
So Quiet Storm, so tell us a little bit about you and your projects, and then I know you're going to spit a piece, too.
My book is out. The name of the book is Expressions of Thought, and it's available for purchase on Amazon.com. as well as Lulu.com, and we're getting ready to go ahead and hit some more of the other major .com outlets. And it's starting to pick up steam. The sales are starting to increase, and I'm getting some real good feedback from people who have purchased the book to this point, which is good. You know, I'm definitely digging that. I'm working on getting all the things done on the legal end before I go ahead and release my CD, which I hope to have it out by mid-June. And it goes by the same title of Expressions of Thought. And I'm pretty satisfied with the final product, which that's saying a lot, because I'm pretty tough on myself. So I'm pretty satisfied with that. But then later on this year, hopefully before the end of the year, if everything works out the way I plan, I will be releasing another track that will be a single unto itself. And all the proceeds from that particular track are going to go to a domestic violence organization. I have yet to determine which organization it will be, but once I do, I'll go ahead and post that stuff on my website and my other social pages. Just to keep people abreast on what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, with that said, why don't you spit a piece, since TC has never heard you before, and
right.
Some of the other listeners. So bless the mic.
Daily as you journey from your dwelling place, traveling to the next, just take the time to look into the eyes of those that most would bypass. Those most wouldn't dare direct that visual to intake and become a part of their mind's second level. The senior citizen. Body is broken from years of work no human being should ever have to endure. The face is ravaged with the stress of mankind's prejudices. You're too dark, too light, too slim, too thick, too short, too dumb, not buff enough. And the barometer of 65 arrives. There is that moment where time passes as they look mirror side, reflecting on all parts of their life. And they either look forward to the experience of future joy or the time they no longer inhale again. The streetwalker. You can tell that is who she be and what she does because of her attire and exaggerated hip sway that most men would desire. What you don't know about is a violation of her innocence, beginning at 48 months of life. Repeated rapes by uncle less than a man, until she got to the age of complete understanding and possible jail time was looming, thus allowing herself the experience of an abusive existence at the hands of demons perpetrating as men. sashaying from one street corner to the next as a part of her survival. She hopes in that second part of her conscious mind, she will be beckoned by the answer to her repeated prayer to God in the form of a man with purity of heart, already knowing everything about her by way of a tri-spirit connection, walking towards her with strength, respect, and love, saying, "Queen, please take my hand and walk with me. Talk to me and I will listen until death do us part." The homeless child, woman, and man, why they are homeless is irrelevant. The relevance is them eating what most of us discard, calling it trash, and sometimes having to drink pond water for survival. I say to you, reach out, help. Do what you can to bring about change, but in the midst thereof, as you cross their paths, dip your head and quickly snap it back up in a what-up motion, merging your eyes with their eyes in a way that they receive your respect in their spirit, heart, and mind, knowing that they do matter. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, title being "They Do Matter."
Wow. I have not heard that one before. That's amazing.
Yeah, I just finished that one a couple of days ago, and this is actually my first time actually dropping it. I haven't even practiced it.
Oh, so. I'm honored that I was the first show that you spit that piece. That's amazing. That's amazing. So what do you think, TC?
That was deep. That was deep. That was deep. That's all I got to say.
All righty. Well, we've got a bunch more callers on the line. So, Quiet Storm, give your website out so people know where to find you.
That's www.quietstormofspokenword.webs.com.
All righty. Now, TC and Quiet Storm, do you want to stay on hold?
I'll stay on hold for a little bit.
Okay. What about you, TC?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, caller from the 111 must be a Skype caller. You're on the line with Lady Flava. 111? Can you hear me? This is Lady Flava on Express Your Flava. Step to the mic. Okay. Maybe not. Okay, let's just go down the line then. Caller from the 718 area code. You're on the line with Lady Flava on Express Your Flava. Step to the mic.
How you doing, Lady Flava?
I'm very good. How are you?
How we doing, Dom? How's it going?
I'm very good. Very good, KL. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm so excited. There's so many callers on the line. I just don't even know what to do with myself. And we only got like 31 minutes left, so I appreciate the love. So,
not a problem.
Mr. KL, are you going to spit a poem for us?
Yeah, sure. I don't see why not. And greetings to the fellas in the room. How are we doing?
Oh,
all
you
right.
know what? I put them on
them
mute.
All right, well, no, I'm good, darling. I saw you were doing your thing, so you know how to come by and support.
I appreciate that.
Sure. All right. Because I haven't read anything in a minute with everything that I've been doing, so it's actually cool to take
a I know you're a busy man.
I'm trying, darling. I'm trying. Somebody got to make a difference out here. Hopefully I can open up the doors for a lot of people if I can. So I'm trying to do the best I can.
I know it.
Let's see. I got something for you tonight. I don't think I've ever read this on the radio, so I'll do that one tonight. I might have sent it to you. I'm not sure. Here we go. Until. The funny thing is, you never expected it to happen like this. You didn't believe that a person could slide past your defenses and touch your soul. You began to live enjoy and love them. You hated to even say goodbye, so you uttered the word, until. It left you with the hope and joy that you would be connected like this again very soon. It's funny that the smell of a certain perfume and a touch of someone's hand can alter your existence. But a good part of your life has been spent running from these feelings, scared to let another in, always reminded of the pain the last person made you feel when you allowed them closer. But when you parted, it was always until. The lovemaking had taken on a newness each time. Your mind was blown at the fact that someone had mastered your body, your feelings, your being. Stop. This can't be real. This has to be a lie. Are you that scared to commit to what you're feeling? You swore you would never let another get this close to the real you. How did they do it? How did they get past the cynical you, the doubting you, the hurting that used to be you? How did they make you want the very thing you were afraid of? So each time, with a simple kiss, the word until flowed from your lips. Each time you met, it was like the start of the beautiful relationship all over again. How? When did God make a person who could connect to all your ports and leave an intelligent person like yourself with nothing but guesses as answers? But you're hooked. Even the breakups don't hurt, because you know they're not permanent. You know that they have your soul and will come back to claim it, even when someone else has stepped in to share their mind and body. It's not complete, because it's not you, or so you think. As you walk around feeling empty, you're reminded of that one word, until. Then it hits you, like the way Tyson used to fight before he himself had his downfall. You weren't being true the whole time, and the words were tainted that came from you. You realize it's really over, and you have lost a great lover, partner, buddy, and friend. The thoughts sink deep and reach those places that you're scared to face, the places that only a mirror reaches, the places where only your dreams and fears live, the place that you only take yourself on those very certain occasions. This happens to be one of those occasions. It becomes clear what you have done to yourself, and you're faced with the understanding that you hoped you'd never find the meaning of the word until. And as they spoke it, it became simple. Until meant, yes, baby, I got you to this point. After this point, you have to face and deal with the world alone. You see, my love, I couldn't save you from your own demons, but you couldn't see what I meant to you. So like I said, no one ever does understand until. By KL.
Wow. That's a great piece, too. You know, one of the things that I appreciate about KL, and KL and I have some very, very deep conversations, and, you know, in his own way, with his own different style, he keeps it real, too. And he doesn't sugarcoat things. He may not go out there and, like, you know, use foul language and this and that, which I totally appreciate and all. But, you know, KL just keeps it real, you know, and I love that about you, my dear friend. So tell people where they can find you online and about your books that you are involved in, about Braven and all of that.
Okay. Well, that piece came from my poetry book, which is called The Man in Transition by KL. You can find that on my publishing website now, which is www.bravinpublishing.com. And that was my first published work. And I'm in an anthology that won an award last year, but I took a step away from poetry the last year and a half because I've been working on some other works. And by creating the publishing company, I was able to publish another gentleman's book that just came out this past April, Jovan Roseborough's The Only One That Can Stop Me Is Me. and I'm finishing up my nonfiction memoir as we speak. That's why I'm up so late here in New York. And it's called From Gigolo to Jesus, My Journey from Misogyny to Monogamy. And with my publishing company, I am now officially licensed here in New York as a publisher. I mean, certified as a publisher. And I'm doing, I have about three clients that I'm working with now. We're finalizing some deals on their books because I'm working on getting people the opportunity to have their books put out there and have the complete rights to their books at a price that actually works less than a lot of the companies that are out here holding people up. And when people look at the contract, they actually say, how am I able to do what I'm doing for the price that I'm doing it? And that's what I'm trying to explain to a lot of folks, is that what you're being charged is not what you actually deserve to be charged. It's just that a lot of people don't know that they shouldn't have to pay so much to actually have their words out there. And so all of my works are with an ISBN number, with a barcode, with everything that you need to get yourself into the bookstores. I just don't do the marketing. You have to do that yourself. I just make sure everything about your product is professionally done and has everything that it needs. And the designs, if you need a book cover, those are all part of it and done also. So we do pretty much everything, my wife and I. And I just feel that the Lord put it on my wife and I to really try to give back as much as possible. And so that's actually what I do. And I got another poetry book that is going to be, I'm going to work on towards the end of the summer, but it's not my own. I'm going to ask as many poets who have never published anything to submit at least two poems, and we're going to create a book called Wordplay. And it really has no theme. It's just an opportunity for you to really see what people around the country have to offer in terms of playing with words. So whether it's traditional poetry, spoken word, whatever you like to do, I'm going to ask each poet to put down two pieces, and their name will be on the two pages with their work so they can get full credit for it. And if they want to purchase the book at a very low price, much lower than they would ever pay with someone else, so they can go out and make money for themselves, that's actually what I'm going to do, because I want to give poets an opportunity to have something published as well as to be able to go out and have something on their tables to sell when they go out and to shows and things like that. So that's just, and I got one other piece of the book that I'm working on at the end of the year, but I'm trying to stay as busy as possible with my own work as well as trying to do for others.
There you go. I have much love and respect for you, KL, and appreciate who you are as a man, who you are as a husband, because, man, I love you and Tiffany.
Thank
you know,
so
but
much.
It also, you know, appreciate you as a poet and an author. I'm going to jump into another call. So, KL, do you want to stay on the line?
I am. Actually, I'm going to jump off only because I have some work
okay.
to do. But I'm going to
okay.
listen from my computer. So I might just kind of
right.
sign into the chat room and listen. Is the chat room up tonight?
It is open.
All right. So I'm going to listen probably from my
right.
computer. So I'll be around. If you need me, just hit me up.
All right, darling. Thank
keep
you
doing
so
the wonderful
much for
work
calling in,
doing,
KL.
Because you know we love you from here, from New York. So keep up the great work, darling. And if you
thank
need
you,
me, I'm
KL.
There.
All righty.
Have a good night, babe.
All right. Good night. So a caller from the 252, you're on the air with Lady Flava on Express Your Flava. Step to the mic.
Greetings from Long Beach, California. This is Carl Kennedy.
Oh, Carl, how are you, darling? So what are you doing down there in Long Beach?
I am, well, we just had our Masters of Fine Arts in Acting MFA showcase through the University of Washington in Burbank with Juilliard,
okay.
the Juilliard School, and I'll be in town calling, emailing, and interviewing until the 4th, and then I'll fly to New York, and we'll do our showcase on the 8th and 9th there and do the same
wow.
thing after the showcase a week. And then maybe a little rest time in North Carolina and then back to Seattle, and we'll see. So we'll see where the fish are biting. But no more class. You know, the official graduation is June 12th. And, yeah.
Wow. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited, Carl. And I have to tell you, this is about to make me cry because I miss you. I do. I sincerely miss you. And I'm sorry that I haven't seen you. I'm kind of stuck in the house without transportation and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know, Carl used to come and perform on my stage at Flava Coffee House. And an amazing young man, you know, from North Carolina that came out here to Seattle to go to school for the performing arts. And if he's somebody I wish I had, you know, video up so I could show you, because he's like the only spoken word artist that would walk through the audience. I mean, you just felt him. You know, he didn't actually do it right on the stage. From time to time, he might step up on the stage, but he would walk through the audience, and it just absolutely amazing. So he's going to be graduating this spring, and I'm just I'm so excited. So I hope that one day that I can get to see you, Carl, because I miss you guys. I miss Flavor Coffee House. It's kind of why I agreed to bring it back online style. So I appreciate you calling in, baby.
Oh,
so
cool.
Are you going to spit a piece?
Yes, I am. You know, my pieces are a little short. So if you want me to do two, I will.
Okay.
Are like 30 to 45 seconds. But, yeah.
Yeah, you could do two.
Just two new pieces, and like I said, they're very short. The first one is called Broken Expectation of an Evening. I was actually at a bar, and a lady had her head down on the counter, and everybody assumed she was drunk. And after a while, the paramedics came, and they stretched her out in front of me, and this is the poem that I wrote. Here we go.
Okay.
Broken Expectation of an Evening. The very hour injured, bleeding. What was leisure became a long look at life leaving. Is she breathing, shallow, fleeting? The ignorant or uninvolved kept eating, and despite disorder, ordered drinks. Her consciousness contracted, so they stretched her to think. A thought through the darkness, a stretcher beckoned from the brink. And in a flash of light, their instruments urged her to blink. Swarmed by questions buzzing her ear, but it was clear she was numb to the sting. Honey, here's your fries, a couple of more minutes on your wings. Extra napkins, a refill, anything else I can bring? I reply to check. Check to see if she has a song to sing, and if so, allow it to be heard over the harsh horns that ring. My appetite is in that ambulance, and it feeds on the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's the thing.
Wow. Wow. I am paying attention, Carl, but I have to tell you, I got some tears in my eyes because I truly, truly miss you. So anyway, so why don't you just do me a favor and spit another piece, okay?
I will. The second piece is called Broken English. I was working over the summer at the UW, and I was with, you know, just a large diversity of people, and this is what I got from that that occupation and impression of those two summers. Broken English made whole. United Nations through occupation, native tongues, nostalgic memories of one's motherland akin to moisture in the mouth. Fluent and far-reaching, sweeping, simply housekeeping. The break room aptly named, barriers of language either bridged or left lame. So laughter is elusive, left sane. Coffee grounds connect continents. Together let us walk, we share seconds and sandwiches. Only dishes discriminate, chanting chopsticks only while others favored fork and fingers. Food with foolish pride, spitefully spurning spoons and neglecting knives, forgetting all flatware was created equal. English, broken and bended, bonded by beads of sweat mended. Our work will weld where words will waste through friendship. Fastened and held in place. Thank you.
Wow. You just don't know how much it means to me to hear you again. It feels like such a long time, Carl, and I thank you so much for the love to call in,
oh,
you know, from Long Beach and to hear all the things that's going on with you and stuff like that. And I will try very hard to do much better in staying in contact, because I want to see you. I want to see all of my Flavor family, because I just miss you guys. So,
well, I want you to know, and you already know, two quick things, and I'll leave you alone because I know you only have a few minutes left, 15 minutes left. So I'll say, A, I love you, and B, we all love you, and C, you know when you call or text, you will always get an answer from me if I am breathing above ground. And
okay.
If people want to reach me, or if you actually want to see what Carl is doing now, you can easily go to nowcasting, N-O-W, casting.com/Carl Kennedy, and you can actually view my my reel from Showcase. So you can actually see me acting on film if you want to.
Oh, gosh, I have to go check it out. So, yeah, well, I'm so glad that you said that. But I got some more callers on the line. And
yeah,
Carl, baby, thank you so much, so much. So did you want to stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show, or are you going to jump off?
Yeah, I have to do a couple of more calls and emails because,
okay,
you know, it's only 8:14. But I love
okay.
you, I miss
okay.
you, and
right,
I will. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, darling, thank you so much.
You are very
Alrighty.
Welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, caller from the 843, you're on the air with Lady Flava, and express your flavor. Step to the mic.
Hello, Lady Flava.
Oh, verbal. I'm trying real hard to stop crying over here.
Oh, man, I can hear it in your voice, and hopefully what I got to say will not make you cry, but tonight, Lady Flavor, I want you to know that I love you as well. I always believed in you and all your endeavors, but I'm going to lay verbal skills to rest. This piece that I'm going to do tonight is the first time I perform this piece. I just wrote it. And
okay.
it will be the last time that I recite a piece anywhere on BTR or any other internet source. And after my commitment through August, I will not be going back on stage to recite any poetry. So I just wanted to come and give you that honor because you supported me so much. And I really want to thank you. I just really want to thank you, Lady Flavor, for all your love.
Oh, well, definitely you have my love, and it sounds like you and I need to have a conversation, so we'll have that sidebar. So, anyway.
Well, it's okay, darling. It is okay. The name of this piece is called She Dance. And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
She danced for me, the lascivious salome that created the folds of an imagination dream, filling each vibrations of Dubba's guitar. She danced for me, my Italian leather chair held me captive, daring me to escape the bounds of the mesmerizing vellication of her lips. Her full figure frame commanded my eyes to do their due diligence. I was drowned in the flood of her reckless scent. Greater than a king, but less than a god, my eagle soared to where stars were born, watching the air around her breathe, and everything I own no longer retain its value, for I've been liberated from the materialistic idols because she danced for me. Her limbs knife through the sinuous inhibitions of my inadequacy, telling a story of immense possibilities which stripped away my nakedness, bearing my soul and heart before her rapacious and fluid subtleties, surrendering in her lyrical movement. She smiled with the radiance of a thousand suns as she heard my inaudible cheers beckoning for more of this ethereal seduction. My mind fled into her shadow, yet I could not touch her, for I died happily before the battle and parlayed my sword in peace. She danced. No ordinary postress, no random whore. She is the illusionist extraordinaire, the dream weaver, the magnificent voluptuousness of Aphrodite's creed, twirling round and round. She danced. Poetic cataclysm, she danced. Symphonic pandemonium, she danced. The woman I love, my wife, danced for me. And that's a piece.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Lady
that's
Flavor.
Beautiful. I mean, I'm definitely calling you after the show. So I don't know what else to say, but I have to tell everybody, Verbal has been an absolutely amazing support to me. He's been such a supportive person when it comes to Flavor News, Flavor News Society, to my online radio shows, to my Grant Foundation. You know, he has been a regular donator to that, and he just, you know, he holds it down for me, and I have much love and respect for Verbal. And so with that said, I've got two more callers on the line. This may go into the archive. So for those of you that are listening, if you want to call in and listen or participate, the number is 347-857-1189. I encourage you to call in. I didn't anticipate such a tremendous turnout for my first online open mic, but I so love and appreciate all of you. So with that said, I'm going to bring in the caller from the 610. You're on the air with Lady Flava.
Hi, Lady Flava. This is Lady Blue. I'm enjoying the show. Thank
this
you.
This has been amazing, hasn't it? I just wasn't anticipating this, you know, because I didn't spend too much time in promoting it because I have so much stuff going on here at my house and stuff. And so I didn't, you know, promote it like, you know, I would normally promote and stuff. So I just am like, I'm in awe. I'm absolutely over here bawling my eyes out in awe of all of you guys calling and being in the chat room and supporting, you know, my first open mic. So, man, thank you so much for the love and support, Lady Blue.
Well, I'm so glad you did this. And I was talking to a friend, and I won't say who, and I was just saying how I was getting so disappointed with the things, the just what's going on with Blog Talk and the shows. And I was like, and when I do my show, I don't do pieces too much on my show, and I always want to do poetry afterwards, and then I have a hard time finding something where a show I could listen to long enough to even do a piece. And I said, what, Lady Flavor's on the show, and you're doing exactly what I want, because mine is like, all artists are welcome, and then you said no offensive language or bash, and I was like, I was like, gosh, I could go to my show and do something now, you know. And the thing is, yesterday I have a piece that I wrote, and it's probably not finished, and I really don't have, you know, the right music or something for it. But I was sitting with a friend in hospice, and it was the first time I've ever done that, and we just wanted to have somebody there around the clock so when she passes, someone is there with her. And I had like 4 hours, and it just, and she's in so much pain that, you know, she's sleeping most of the time because, you know, they keep her drugged up. And she told me that her butt was hurting, and they had to give her drugs just to turn her over a little bit, you know. And I just realized, I said, gosh, you know, like, you just, she's such a sweet person, you know, and it just made me just think so, so much. And for me, my God doesn't cause death. It's the devil for me, you know. And I was just thinking, like, watching her suffer and just looking at how she's aged and everything just from it, I was thinking, I could see people getting mad and confused if you think God does this, you know. And so I just, there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes that talks about how the living are conscious that they would die, but as for the dead, they're conscious of nothing at all, and neither do they anymore have wages. And it even says that because the remembrance of them has been forgotten, and the dead do get forgotten after a while, you know, except from someone that really, like, I'll never forget my mother, you know. But after a while, somebody, like, I don't know my grandmother's mother, you know what I mean? So it just made me think a lot. So I wrote this piece called The Eventuality, and naturally I just wrote it yesterday, and I haven't shared it because of, I haven't had a show that I wanted to let it go on, you know, but yours is good. So I'm going to play a little music with it. I don't know if it goes with it or not because I haven't had a chance to look up anything, but here it goes.
Okay.
Death is sad, but dying is wicked. The dying process pains all. Death, only the survivors. Man sets it trials, for they weaken the spirit and sadden the heart. False doctrines promote the necessity of pain in order to know peace. The need for sadness to know joy, and the relevance of hate to appreciate love. Is it only through trials that one is strengthened? Is happiness void of all motivation? When life trials triumph in this wicked and imperfect state, the soul grows weary and living becomes difficult. Although living can be hard, dying is not easy. Acceptance of one's non-existence is not normal, nor God's intention. Look how we are wonderfully made. The collaboration of organs, the regeneration of cells, automatic beating of the heart, the capacity of the brain. See, the loyal cooperation of the solar system, the ever-setting of the sun, the obedience of day following night. See this earth, the multitude of plants and animal species. Does this not suggest forever a continuance? Or is this a mere exercise of excessiveness? The compensation of the sin of disobedience is death, so it is rightfully wailed and bemoaned. Death is a process not natural, but inevitable, only in this system of things. For life is meant to be lived, meant to be everlasting, yet it is better to be dead than dying. Conscious are the living that they will die. But the dead are conscious of nothing, neither do they have wages. And as much as the dead are loved, they will be forgotten. Living can be hard, but dying is not easy. For embedded in the heart is the desire for life. Desire for life witnessed by the willingness to exchange, remove, add limbs or organs, to use machinery, whatever it takes to enhance or just prolong the dying process. Man has tried to master the art of living and the acceptance of it all, even the eventuality, when the truth is death is hard and dying is wicked. And that's the piece called The Eventuality.
Wow, that's beautiful. I mean, to take on a subject like that, you know, and to find a way of expressing, you know, feelings in regards to that, I really, really appreciate that. You know what, let me bring in, we've got just a few seconds left. And we do have a caller from the 804. Your mic is open. Thank you so much for your patience and waiting. If anybody wants to call in right now and be a part of the archives, the number is 347-857-1189. Lady Blue, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that piece. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, you have the thoughts that, you know, that you shared in regards to, you know, the shows and your willingness to want to come to, you know, my first open mic and, you know, be a part of this. So I appreciate and love you so very, very much.
Ditto, ditto. I love you too. And I love you just because you're just Oh, gosh, you're just so giving. You're just so giving.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's just who I am. And I think that you know me well enough, you know that I get frustrated and things. But it's just who I am. And this is my passion. I mean, Flavor News and finding creative ways to help indie artists. It's just my passion. And, sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, just walk away from it. But other times I'm like, this is where I'm supposed to be. So with that said, welcome to the show, caller from the 804.
How you doing? This is Jamila.
All right. How are you? Thank you so much for waiting for such a long time.
No problem. I'm just here to do this poem for you. It's called Universal.
All right. This is Jamil. Yes, I am. Love for you to do it, Jamil.
Okay. I'm on. My first time reading it, so let's see what happens. She carried the weight of the world on her shoulders, a burden no one should carry alone. I offer a helping hand. She tells me to try to walk in her shoes, but the glass slipper won't fit, so I'm left with no alternative, understanding that only one who's worthy can steal her heart away. Like a thief in the night, ready to claim their prize because I'm thirsty for knowledge. Let me drink from your waters, quenching my thirst for this woman. You are my one and only, truly. Bathing myself in your lake of desire, I'm overcome with emotion, some too much to handle. Right now, flooding my soul, I embrace it like parent to child, like love to life, like you and I. Yes. You embody perfection. You are perfect in every way. I only hope to reach that level one day, so excuse my shortcomings. Only striving to reach the mountaintop, which you stand upon guiding me right now, right here. I heard the elders say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, so I never plan on giving you hell, only heaven for my angel. And if that isn't enough, I can only offer you me. Forever we shall spend an eternity understanding who we are together. You are beautiful in ways that the human man can't comprehend. I can only pretend to understand the full essence of you. And that's universal.
That's beautiful, Jamil. That's beautiful. So this is a new piece that you've done?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just happy to share it here with you.
Oh, I'm just so excited because, like Lady Blue was saying, I'm getting a whole bunch of firsts on my show tonight. So, man, I'm very, very blessed. Lady Blue and Quiet Storm, your lines are open. So, this is Jamil. Now, is it Jassy or JC? How do you say your last name?
Jason.
Okay, so this is Jamil JC out of, is it Virginia?
Yes, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, so if the two of you don't know him, you should get to know him. I play some of his tracks on my shows, and so tell us what you've got going on out there.
Well, next Tuesday is my birthday, so I'm doing like different open mics all through the week next week.
Okay.
Also, a little bit of traveling, working on a CD, which should be out by the end of August, beginning of September, but I will have a single online next week. And
okay.
Putting together a chapbook, so it's busy, but I'm having fun.
So now, are you... You're no longer hosting a show out there in Virginia, right? Because you used to actually host the show?
Yes, and I'm starting back up again in June, hosting a Thursday night spot and a Friday night spot.
Okay.
I'm working on, the Friday night spot will be at Sheba's Ethiopian Restaurant, which is, I forgot the address. But I'll have it on my Facebook page.
Okay, so why don't you tell people where they can find you online, Jamil?
Well, for right now, you can find me at facebook.com/ Jamil, JamilJacJasey. You can find me there. In July, I'm launching JamilJC.com, so definitely look out for that. And I want to thank you for having a show like this.
Well, I'm just, I, everybody was hearing me talk tonight. You know, I kind of hesitated in doing the open mic thing because so many people were doing it, you know, online. And I didn't want to take away from that. But I, you know, like I said, when I decided to go back to doing the show called, you know, Flavor Coffee House, and, you know, at my physical Flavor Coffee House, you know, I had an open mic. I actually had three. I had one for adults, which was every Friday night, and then we did one for toddlers, well, elementary school age ones, and then teenagers. And so it just, you know, the more I sat there and I looked at the name, and the more I just kind of missed it. And so I wanted to create it where it was like all genres, you know. And so I was so blessed, you know, that the first artist to call in was one of the historian MCs out of here in Seattle, Washington. And then just a variety of, you know, artists calling in from all over the United States tonight. And so now it just feels like God was saying, you know, Flavor, this is what you were supposed to do. So I'm so glad. I'm so, you know, honored that you responded to my text, Jamil, and that you showed up tonight. And, you know, I appreciate that. So I don't know. We're now into the archives. I don't know if Lady Blue or Jamil or Quiet Storm, you're still on the line with me, if any of you want to spit another piece before we close the show out.
Well, I wanted to tell you thank you because I really, really appreciate it. I decided I had wanted to do a prose piece, but I can do that another time. But I wanted to just thank you, Lady Flavor, and Quiet Storm is telling me how you got him back, got him out on the stage to do his first piece. And there's a young lady by the name of Sandra Turner Bonds that had me do my first feature. And I've just been back into it since then, so I know how that feels to have somebody to encourage you to do what you need to do and what you love to do, but for some reason you're just not doing it, you know. And I just thank you so much for your support.
But you know what, Lady Blue, it feels so mutual, don't you think? It's easy to support others when you feel supported, you know.
Yeah.
And I just really, really honestly believe that this is what, you know, God's calling is for me. And I feel very blessed with the people that I've connected with over the years, and, you know, for all of you to support me in what I'm doing and allow me to be a part of your world and support you guys in what you're doing. Sometimes I feel a little overwhelmed because I wish that I could clone myself, you know, and that I could be all over the place. You know, because I just sometimes between my family, my job, and Slave of News, I'm just not always able to be there, you know. But, man, I mean, I'm about building win-wins, and this definitely feels, you know, like that's happening. So, you know, I love supporting you in any way that I can, Lady Blue. And, you know, I appreciate Jamil calling in tonight because this is the first time he's ever called into any of my shows. And, you know, I've been connected with him online for a little bit and play his tracks on my show. So, man, it's an honor to have him, you know, call in and spit a piece that, you know, he hadn't done before on my show. So, anyway.
Can I do a short piece? I haven't done this piece in a long time, but I guess just
of
from
course
what
you
I'm
can.
Going through, I just want to do it, and I don't even know if this is the right copy, but it's a piece
okay.
called Love Slave. I'm not going to play any music with it, but it's just where I'm at.
Okay.
Flipping, flapping, like a fish out of water, like a wounded deer too swift for capture, destined to die, or a bird that has lost the wing, disoriented and unable to fly. like a long, rugged road to nowhere, a question with no answer, like a pencil with no point, like a baby spontaneously born to a dead mother, unable to cut its own cord, like a word with no meaning, gasping for breath when there's no air, like a thirst needing water, like a right going wrong, like peace losing serenity and hopelessness finding more despair, desperate, misplaced, powerless and lonely. That's me. That's me. Without God. And that's the piece called Love's Blade.
Wow. Wow. You're kind of in that deep zone. Well, you always are. You know, one of the things I love about you, I think that you're much more than what I would call a poet or spoken word artist. I call you a storyteller. You know, expressing life and a storyteller. And so I just, man, that was amazing.
Well, and it's funny you should say that because I don't consider myself. I try to say I'm a writer because I don't know where I fit in any of the other genres. It's like I know I'm not hip hop, but sometimes I don't think I'm spoken word because I like to read, you know. And you know, I got a few little pieces that I might know. I used to know all of my stuff, but now I just like reading them, you know. And then I like telling stories, and you know. So it's funny that you should say that because that's what I'm most comfortable with.
I think that is kind of like what your style is. Because even like when I've heard you talk about certain just life topics, you know, aside from, you know, poetry or spoken word, when you just talk about it, you have this kind of motherly voice that kind of commands attention. And it makes you feel like you're sitting in the living room with you, you know, and you're just discussing life. And you just keep it real, you know, from your past life experiences to the things that you know, experience nowadays. And that's one thing that I have such a great love and respect for you, you know, Lady Blue. So I appreciate that you stay true to your own style, you know, whatever it wants to be called, you know. That's just who you are, and people love you, and people respect you. I mean, I think it's wonderful that people understand who you are and what, you know, where your comfort zone is in what you want to hear and experience, and that, you know, that they make sure that they go in that direction, you know, to show that respect. And I mean, it's just,
and
that's
I'm
just who you are, and you deserve that.
Well, thank you, because I really, really, I said, oh my goodness, she said, because I'm in the room. I told my husband, like a kid, you know? I was really like, it's her show.
That's all right, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really did. And I appreciate
that.
Thank you.
Quiet Storm, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I was like, okay, is he there? He's not saying anything. So so what is your guys' critique of my first open mic?
You go first,
Quiet.
Please.
Keep having them.
Is this going to be scheduled regular?
It is. I think that I'm going to do it on Wednesdays and just have that take over the show that I used to do on Wednesdays, the Mosaic Show. Okay. Do you think Wednesdays is a good day, and do you think this is a good time?
You know what? My time was wrong, and I, to be honest, I was super excited because I was coming to listen to the archive. Because my time didn't say, and I looked at it and said an hour and something left. I didn't expect to get a live show, so I was super thrilled. I don't know, you know, how that happened. I didn't expect. I was like, that's where I was at. It's like, I want to hear some poetry. And so when I came and you were there, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's still on, you know. So I don't know. You know, I didn't expect to hear, and so I was, I'm just super excited. I needed this, but I did not expect it. It's like, oh, I missed another one of my shows.
Oh, well, I'm glad that it worked out. So I had scheduled it for an hour and a half. Are you thinking it should be a two-hour show?
I'm thinking it should. It, for me.
Okay, because I got a lot more callers than
yeah,
I.
Yeah, and the people that come to support you and stuff, you know. So
maybe I will go with a 2-hour show. So what were your thoughts, Quiet Storm?
Definitely, you need to keep bringing the show back. And this time, well, see, this time works for me. I don't know about anybody else, but this is a good time for me. And for sure, keep it. Make it a 2-hour show. Definitely.
What time
okay.
was it? Because I told
well,
you.
Well, it was set for 7 o'clock my time, so that would make it 10 o'clock your guys' time.
Oh, okay, that's what it was then. I saw it at 7 o'clock or something, and. Okay, it is saying 10 o'clock. And when I came and it was like on now, I was like, oh, wow. You know, that's all right. I try to be sophisticated, but I am such a kid at heart.
That's cute. So, Quiet Storm, do you?
I was saying, one of my daughters asked me, when are you going to grow up? You know, I said, I don't ever want to be as old as you.
That's so funny. You know, we moved my office out into the dining room because I've got, you know, all my children and, you know, grandkids, you know, hanging out with me now. And so it's funny because I'm right next to the kitchen and I was like, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard my kids and my grandkids in the background and stuff. And I'm like, you know, when I used to do my open mics at my coffee shop, you know, I was making espressos during the coffee during the shows and stuff like that, you know, and it, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and worry about my kids, you know, in the background or whatever. So I hope that wasn't too distracting, but
well, my husband was snoring and I was pushed him and he was like, what are you doing? And I hope y'all didn't hear that.
That's funny, but I sat here and got all emotional tonight, so, you know, and it was an amazing experience to have my, you know, one of my people that, you know, performed regularly. He said the first place that he came to as, you know, when he arrived in Seattle, Washington was Slava Coffee House, and ever since he stepped foot in the doors here, he came back regularly, and in between his classes, because he's working on his master's degree for acting, and performing arts, and, you know, he would come and hang out with me at my coffee shop for hours and just keep me company. So I hadn't seen him in about, a year and a half, and so that just made me, like, cry, you know, to have one of my original Slava Coffee House people actually show up to my online show. So, but Quiet Storm, do you want to close us out with a piece, and then we can say goodnight?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
As I dream dreams that dreams dream. The cure for cancer, AIDS, lupus, and sickle cell anemia can be consumed by the human body by simply going to the local pharmacy and getting a one-time prescription filled. As I dream dreams that dreams dream. Abusers throughout the world, no matter the type, will get stopped dead in their tracks. You see, as I dream dreams that dreams dream, individual poverty will end simply because of diligence and hard work. As I continue dreaming dreams that dreams dream, African-American men will quit letting all the atrocities done to our people in the past be a scapegoat for self-hatred and self-destruction. Instead, we will take on that right warrior spirit of our forefathers and take our rightful places as kings, being the men our women and children need. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, racial lines will be so blurred that the cancer of racism would only exist in the history books, and the differences between our cultures will be learned, accepted, and respected. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, ministers of God won't just preach the words, but completely live the life that God says we shall. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, the words bitch, hoe, bastard, slut, and trick will no longer roll off of any living tongue. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, I love you will not be just words that are casual sayings, but will become an always daily reality of actions. The excitement of these dreams caused me to awake and lift my head from my peaceful slumber. I began to tell my lady all about what was traveling through my mind in the form of these dreams when I get snatched back into reality. Because in the middle of my expressing myself, an Amber Alert comes across the airwaves about another missing kidnapped child. This is our world's reality. But as I lay my head to rest, whenever that may be, I pray to God as I dream dreams that dreams dream. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, titled being As I Dream Dreams That Dreams Dream.
I keep forgetting about it in my clothes, but I love that piece.
I love that piece too.
It's the line, dream dreams that dreams dream. Oh my goodness. I love it.
Well, I want to thank the two of you, you know, for closing out the show with me. And you know me, I'm going to be posting this in the, you know, once the archives are made available. This was a very, very special evening for me. And I thank the two of you so much for being a part of it. So
thank you. Now, if I make the other one, I got a notice, so I don't have to do anything. I'll keep getting the notices if you're doing this. My reminder, if you're going to stay in that slot that you had for the other show, the reminder will still keep coming to me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna schedule it from 7 p.m. to I guess 9 p.m. my time for the Wednesday shows, and then I'm gonna keep my regular Sunday shows at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I certainly appreciate it, and I thank you.
Well, thank you so much. So anyway, now I guess we'll say goodnight, and then I'm going to wait for the archives and post it. So goodnight, Quiet Storm, and goodnight, Lady Blue. Thank you so much.
Goodnight. Love you both.
All righty. Bye-bye.